In a world of goblins, monsters, and demons, many questions are asked, but few are answered. But when a group of heroes rises up to answer the call of adventure, they'll find themselves asking and answering the same question again and again. Are we dead yet?
Else has gone about their day.
Yeah.
I'm just at the temple sweeping.
Yes.
Gudo is out buying glasses.
Yeah, yeah,
glasses.
Investigation, please.
Investigation.
Yeah.
Let's do it. How's a, what's that going to be? 21 for investigation.
What kind of glasses were you looking for?
Any glasses.
For just general vision, reading, for style?
To get out of an awkward situation, glasses is kind of what Gouda's looking for right now.
Sunglasses.
But he's committed to actually going and getting
glasses. He would settle for frames with just a
so
thing in them. Costume glasses are
you,
fine.
You were so focused on getting out of that situation that you just became very enamored in this whole glasses search. You've gone through every store in town, searching through every frame, every glass size, every kind of prescription that was available, and you have finally settled on what I can only describe as the most hipster shit you've ever seen in your life.
Yep.
And there are no lenses in them.
Okay, that's fine.
It is strictly for style.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the time you were done, you wanted them so bad that the shopkeep gave them to you for next to nothing, just to get you to shut up and get out.
Okay.
And so you are wandering about town very proudly in your new glasses, and you go to do what?
So Gouda's just been kind of, like, walking around the main road, just kind of, like, waving at people. Like, oh. Ah.
Hey.
Oh. Ah. Uh-huh.
I'm picturing Spider-Man 3.
You are well into your shift, and you feel like it's about time to wrap up. And you realize that, you know, you've seen Gouda come and go. You've seen him in his new glasses. You're not really sure what to make of that yet.
Nice.
Lyra popped in for a quick meal, and you've seen Zimfer lumbering by outside. But Damien's been missing for a while.
So for the next time that Gouda comes around, because I'm assuming Gouda is just coming in and out, showing off to every possible person that just comes in and out of the bar.
Anyone new here?
The nearest time to Gouda coming in, I'm like, I stop him for a second. I'm like, hey, I haven't seen Damien in a while.
Uh-huh.
He was with a dude on, like, I think you people call him dates.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Tell him congratulations next time you see him.
Well, see, the thing is, he's been gone long time.
Okay.
He left with some fuckboy tiefling.
Oh, okay. So Gouda's gonna make a circle with one finger.
Yeah.
And then make a pointer finger and do the thing.
So juvenile.
To Harold.
They're gonna be playing fingers with each other?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's a really weird thing to do.
You have to, later.
Okay. So as my ship wraps up, I'm going to go ahead and go out on the town to try and find Damien, because it's now this little bug that's in the back of my head. I'm like, where did he go?
Perfect. Give me investigation, please.
13.
You do not find Damien. You do hear about some kind of ruckus down at the dock, and then you run into both Zimfer and Lyra here about town while looking for Damien, and relay what you know to them.
Yeah, so there's this fuckboy tiefling.
I mean, there's a lot of those, yeah.
Are there? I only knew of the one tiefling, and she's
Not
friendly.
A fuckboy, but there are a lot of fuckboy tieflings in the world.
Gouda walks by.
He's still patrolling.
Did he get new glasses? I didn't know he had a thing with his eyes.
I had forgotten.
Oh, interesting.
Look good.
But yeah, he's been gone for like all day.
Well, I'm sure he'll turn up.
There was also some weird ruckus at the docks, and I feel like it's got Damien's fingerprints all over it.
I mean, look, there is a chance that he probably was giving some poetry down at the docks and pissed somebody off. And, oh God. So he's either on a boat, in the water, or dead.
I'm starting to think we shouldn't have left him alone. He still has the demon in him.
I mean, yeah, but like, it's under control?
Is
I
it?
Really should have blasted that thing. Why did we talk to it?
Gouda walks by again. Hello.
Hey, you want to come with us to the dock, Gouda?
Is there a guard nearby that maybe we could like pull aside and just be like,
it wouldn't
hey,
be very hard for you to nab yeah. one, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. So you run over to a guard.
Yeah.
It's a young elf looking dude.
Hey, what happened to the docks earlier today?
What about the docks? Another band of smugglers. I think something about human trafficking. Really messed up stuff, man. Apparently a bunch of the captives got free and overthrew the boat. Really crazy.
That's pretty cool.
You know, people will do a lot to not be human trafficked.
I mean, you got a point, man. It's just crazy to me that kind of stuff happens here, you know? Well, what can you do, right?
I mean, you could kill all of them. All the smugglers. That would probably start to help.
That would. Are there any survivors?
Oh, yeah. I mean, most of the captives, you know, that we took them into custody. We kind of filtered them out. We got them set up, given back to their families. We took several of the smugglers captive. I think only one was, like, seriously injured.
Was there an obnoxious half-elf with them?
Would you describe one of the captives as a fuckboy tiefling?
I haven't been down to the jail, but I do believe a tiefling was arrested earlier. And then some loudmouth half elf, he just won't shut up. I didn't even have to walk into the prison and I heard him talking.
he's in the jail?
Oh yeah.
just how long, do you know?
Well, I think most of the afternoon.
Okay.
Something like that.
I think he'll be fine. Damien always loves to go where everybody knows his name, and that jail is perfect for him. We'll go get him out first thing in the morning.
It's like,
let him sleep on it.
We know he's safe. He can rest on it.
Question, what's the bail?
Oh, I think they were just holding him overnight. He was just being really rowdy.
Oh, what a shame.
I guess if you guys go down there, they'll probably release him to your custody.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll go back tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you guys have decided to leave Damien overnight.
Yep.
And I guess you turn in. Anything exciting before bed?
We can go to the bar and have a drink.
A celebratory drink for one mystery solved.
Yeah. Y'all are bitches.
No. I'm not going to go drink. I'm going to start something that I've been meaning to start every session, but I haven't because I keep forgetting. But I want Lyra to eventually get a swimming speed. So Lyra is going to start late night swimming lessons with herself.
Oh my God.
Is that the way that works?
So you can spend your downtime and a certain amount of gold to gain a proficiency. I am going to kind of bend those rules a bit because the amount of time it takes
is
more
ridiculous.
Than you literally are going to spend in this campaign. So I said that as long as he continually practices at it and devotes downtime to it, that I will give it to him after X amount of time. I have not decided X amount of time yet. So
that's still fucking dope.
But Lyra starts like starts off easy, 1 hour.
Which,
first
just
night.
A friendly reminder, if there's anything you want for your character, story-wise, ability-wise, whatever the fuck, just say something, and I will try and figure that out. Cool.
I guess I should return to the little construct I left outside the city.
I mean, that's your
call. He's just standing there.
Yeah, I know.
No, all right, I'm gonna do that when
my turn comes up.
I'm just going to bed.
Okay, so Lyra is practicing her swimming.
Yeah.
Perfect. You go down to the docks after all the boats have come in, and you dive right in, and it's rough at first. You know, you can swim, obviously, but you don't really do it for fun.
Right.
You know, you love the water, but...
Is she going to have a coach?
Not yet. I'll probably try and find someone.
No, but you know, TikTok is there kind of pacing with her back and forth and like...
Mimicking. Worrying a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mimicking the moves.
Zimfer, do you just turn in for the night?
Yeah, Zimfer's going to turn in.
Perfect.
He's had a long, hard day of meditation.
Absolutely.
Back-breaking stuff.
The back-breaking stuff. He's just wrecked.
Perfect. So Zimfer turns in for the night. Harold?
Harold's turning any powers down.
Do you still do this in the middle of the
Not
dining
the
area?
Middle, but in a corner, yeah.
In the corner.
Okay. So,
He still has the obnoxious chef hat and the pink...
You will notice... wait, do you still have them on you?
Yeah.
You didn't take them off when you left your shift?
I immediately just like...
Sure, fine. So when you return, you see a clean hat and apron in your corner where you normally sleep, as well as a little cushion for you to rest on.
Aww.
Aww.
It's a modern Cinderella story.
Oh, neat. And then he just stands on the pillow and then just powers down.
Gouda?
I don't think I've ever had the Herald just actually sit down.
No.
Gouda, do you just turn in?
Nope, I'm going to go...
You go visit your friend?
Go visit my potential new friend here.
Perfect. So it is nightfall as you march out of the city gate, and as you approach the tree there, it's hard to see until you get pretty close to him, but there is your friend with his pack and belongings in front of him in the meditation position, exactly how you left him. And it isn't until you are just a few feet in front of him that he breaks his meditation and looks up. Ah, hello, master.
Ah, I have thought about it, and I can't be your master right now.
That is quite a shame.
Yeah.
Very well, then. I hope we will see each other again soon.
Yeah.
I will be back to defeat you.
Oh, okay. I'll have fun. Good training.
And he picks up his stuff, and you see him march off into the dark out past Saltmarsh.
Oh, one more thing?
He doesn't even stop, but his head does a full 180.
You can do that?
Are you Ned?
I'm sorry, I do not understand.
Oh, okay. Have fun. Bye now. I just had to keep the Ned thing going. Had to keep the Ned going.
Yeah. Just like we're just paranoid and Ned's behind everything.
So, Damien, it is evening by the time you come to. And you awaken on the floor of a very familiar prison cell. There are several cells around you full of a few people that you know, local drunks and, you know, a couple of thieves. And then there's a few of the smugglers filling some of the other cells.
Can I see the fuckboy?
You cannot see him.
Cool. Well, I'm going to be a good person. I'm just going to stay in the stupid jail cell. Because God forbid I'll fucking not win that shit again. So.
You got to believe in your dice, yo.
I know.
You got to have faith. You can't just roll. You got to
sit there
and
just love them.
Yeah, you got to roll with love.
Believe in the heart of the dice.
I rolled with confidence and apparently not won it. So, you know.
You didn't roll with
confidence,
enough confidence.
Or cockiness?
No, confidence. So I'm going to be a good inmate.
You're
going to
play it safe?
Yes. I'm
Perfect.
Gonna be a good
So you crawl over to your little cot. There's a little, you know, indents from where you're normally sleeping in this one.
Is it a little decorated? Like, did I at least, like, is some little decoration?
You do
up
your
there?
Best, you know, random little objects that make their way into your cell or whatever is left in your pockets when you get thrown in here.
Cool.
You try to, you know, decorate the cell and hang things in different places. And so everybody goes to bed. And wakes up nice and bright and early. Harold, you are woken up a little earlier than usual by your friend who throws a ladle into your hand and gestures to come back into the kitchen.
Nah. I did my part last night.
I have to go deal with lizard people today.
He doesn't acknowledge you, and he goes back to the kitchen anyway. The rest of you wake up. Do you guys all meet in a common place? Do you...
And I would head back to the I'd head down to the bar for food.
Okay.
Lyra will head straight to the jail and bail Damien
out. Get Damien out. Perfect. So yeah, when you roll in there, there's Damien looking well rested and twiddling with the random objects that he finds in his cell there. Just, you know.
Fuck boys, Damien.
No. I was drugged technically or something. I don't know. But it was a stupid ring. Baba keep the ring now because he's in jail. But it was a dude. And he gonna smuggle me. I think it's Ned, but he said he hasn't seen Ned in a while. But I think it's Ned. But then I made a pact.
Let's unpack that later. I think we're gonna finally set out for the lizard folk today, if you're up for it.
Yeah, I think I am. But I mean, like, I think I have to tell you guys something, too.
Yeah, maybe let's wait till everyone's with us then, because that sounds kind of heavy and serious. And I may have to blast your hand off. What?
What?
Let's go get some food.
Yeah. Perfect. So the rest of your friends are sitting at your usual table, scarfing down their usual breakfast, and you two walk into the tavern and go.
Cool. So I got smuggled the other night. And no,
I had a bad feeling.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why. I think it was Ned. But they said they haven't seen Ned in a while, but you know, they had the smuggler sign on them and everything, and
I mean, that fuckboy didn't look like Ned.
Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't Ned.
Oh.
Oh, those are some really nice glasses you have.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
It brings out your eyes a lot. I like it.
Yeah.
Beautiful eyes.
Thank you.
Blue eyes. I think you have blue eyes. But yeah, and then also you're probably wondering how I got out of the hole being shackled and tied up and
I assumed you had skills.
You're a capable man.
Yeah, you tend to get yourself out of bad situations.
Yeah,
you know, I just Alvy and I had a good conversation, father-son conversation, and
no. You guys still talk?
Yeah, I know. We still talk.
Oh, who's Alvy?
His son.
Oh, you have a son?
The demon.
What?
The demon that she summoned yesterday.
I'm a DDD.
I thought we killed that.
Damien, you hear in your head, we should cut down the blue one.
No,
Furbolg and Lyra are both blue.
I was like, no, first off, don't know which one you're talking about either, but anyways.
He's talking to himself now.
Yeah.
Alvi's just talking in my head right now. He's kind of annoying sometimes, but teenager stuff.
Wait.
So, me and Alvy kind of made a pact because he needs a host and I needed to get out of there. And I would have been smuggled out if anything, if he didn't, because I was shackled to metal. So, you guys, me and him are father and son connected together.
Lyra just takes like a good scoot away from Damien.
So, what you're saying is you've got new cool powers now?
I had a really cool sword and I got stabbed that fuckboy with, and then I didn't get to actually throw him over the boat yet. But
that's pretty dope. This might be a little selfish of me to ask, but can you show us?
I don't know. I guess I could ask him if you want to see it.
You can activate this at will, by the way.
Oh, I can? Cool. Mm-hmm. Sure. Let me show you. And I'll activate the hex blade. Woo! See? Look, it's pretty cool, isn't it? It's like a sword.
I mean, that is actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
swing it.
Now, a different feeling is coming over me. So you actually hear from the person that gives you this ability?
Yeah, he just told me that I should swing it. Don't know why.
And now Harold gets all like quiet and kind of slumps down.
Oh, why
warlock jealousy.
Well, seeing as how all I know is that I am a herald to a guy named Valker,
I've literally only heard his voice like twice.
Uh-huh.
I hear from the guy who gives me power all the time. It's really not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, honestly, Alvi's actually really annoying for the most part. Like, he's super annoying. He likes to go on. He won't even call me father. And I burnt that bitch.
That sword disappears and goes back into your arm. Cool. And your arm starts to burn a little bit.
Oh, I think he's mad.
Mine's mad too. Though he also told me to find him. And that was kind of weird.
Prokhan just teleports me wherever the fuck he wants me to go. So, like, you know, sometimes it's not always good to hear from the person you worship. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, at least you know what you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. The vague directions of solve the town's problems.
There seem to be a lot of them.
Yeah.
You guys sound like you have a lot of issues.
I just kind of gesture at the table.
I currently now have daddy issues.
Oh. Well.
My daddy doesn't talk to me. He went to go get cigarettes.
Oh my God. Lizard folk though, right? Lizard folk, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, why did you guys come get me earlier?
We just found out that you were in jail this morning, right when we woke up.
I actually, when I woke up today, the captain of the guard was like, hey, your friend is in prison and you have to come help.
Damien, right now. The voice in your head comes to, they're lying.
He said you guys were lying.
Yeah, probably.
Hey.
I'd assume a demon would say that.
Hey, who are you going to believe? Us? Or the demon.
But the herald just said, yeah.
Gouda looks back, pulls his glasses slightly further down on his nose, pushes them back up, turns away from the herald.
It doesn't matter when we learned about it. We got you out. That's the important thing.
No, I'm pretty sure they kind of let me out.
No, we wanted to make sure that you were in a safe place all night where no one could hurt you. Once we found out that you were in a safe place, that no one could hurt you, we decided to let you sleep it off. You've just been human trafficked. You kind of needed a, you know.
Okay, fine. You do have a point.
Yeah, a point. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Do we have everything we need to go take care of these lizard folk?
Oh, yeah.
Glasses, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seeing is important. Uh-huh.
Those don't have any lenses in them.
What? Yeah. So?
Alrighty. Lizard folk, let's go. Let's get kinky with it.
I do have a task for TikTok while we're gone.
Hopefully he'll be able to complete it.
I sure as fuck hope so.
Because otherwise the entire town will be destroyed when we come back.
So, you guys got your convo out, you got your breakfast in, you are geared up. Anything else? Any last minute? Nothing?
Health potion stock?
I did buy 10. Yes.
I don't remember, but I don't think we were caught.
We haven't used any, have we?
Those are 10 fresh ones. We had 2 left previously, so we have a total of 12.
Okay, I've got 12 health potions total written down now.
Jesus.
Yeah. I say we're probably good to head out. If we have 12 health potions and a confident cleric.
New and improved.
Does everyone have their maximum possible, like, best armor?
Option? I mean, I could go buy some half plate or some breastplate or half plate.
I would say do it.
I mean,
we've got 10K.
I don't really need it.
Yeah, we do have a lot of gold. So do we want to acquire, do you want to get some new armor, Zoe?
Sure. If it's going to change stuff, sure.
Yeah, it'll improve your AC, yeah.
Okay.
So Zoe's buying breastplate, David. How much do you want to charge us for that?
Give me a minute here.
Yeah, take your time.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
I will also be buying breastplate.
Perfect. So that's 2 breastplates.
So you guys are going to buy armor.
Yes.
That is Lyra and...
me.
Damien. And you guys want what?
Breastplate.
Breastplate for both of you. Is how much?
400 gold is the book price.
Perfect. So I will say, yeah, you best know to wander down to Zendros, who always treats you great and always has what you're looking for. You walk in, you get the same usual peppy greeting. She hits on Lyra a little bit, asks you when you are going out, Damien. And then when you guys ask for your armor, she provides it for you, a nice squeaky clean shiny silver armor for the both of you. And she even gives it to you at a discount for 700 gold.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's because we're cute.
And she reminds you guys, when you come back from solving the lizard folk scenario, to come visit her again. She promises to fulfill that request, bring back some special stuff for you guys to look at.
Mm.
Should also ask her for another round of pumpkin spice.
Oh, no, I've still got a whole barrel. I filled up my...
All right, you chugged that flask.
Yeah. Which I have refilled for our journey, by the way.
Is it still warm?
Yeah, it's an ever-warm...
Ever-warm
yeah.
pumpkin spice.
Enchanted. Zendris knows what's up. She knows what I like.
But do you know what's up?
Does... mother...
Chuckles, I'm in danger.
Zendris wouldn't do me dirty.
So you guys are good? Anything else?
Perfect.
And so it is later into the morning when you set out to the Lizard Folk Lair. You know that from town it is a 2-day stretch, and you will arrive there probably around nightfall in the general area. But you're not exactly sure where the Lizard Folk Lair is. You just know it's along the coast there. So you're gonna have to do a bit of looking. So you guys wander for the first day. It's a cloudy day, and it starts to rain into the mid-afternoon. Slows you down a little bit, but no big deal. And you set up camp in between a coast and a bit of tree line here. Who takes what watch?
I mean, I'm up all night.
I'll take first watch with the Herald.
Okay.
I'll take second watch Sorry. With the Herald.
Yeah, go ahead and roll me perceptions.
That's sure. Fun.
Do you want two for both watches?
One for you, and then one from everyone else.
Okay. 20.
20 for you.
11.
23.
They really can't trust you at all.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
So, Harold, when you take your sentry mode, are you still just standing? You just go into like
a... He just goes full.
You go pencil, like limp pencil, just...
Limp pencil.
No, I do more of like an empty power armor stage is how I always picture it.
Okay.
Where you're just standing.
Leaning forward a little bit.
Kind of leaning forward and hunched down. So it's just...
Sure. Okay, so you do that. And as you do this, you're kind of left to your thoughts. And you're sitting there and...
I'm churning over this find me.
I was going to say, you're kind of churning over the patron thing. You're irked that, you know... Damien just wanders into some random demon, gets powers. All of a sudden, they know what's going on in their life, and you just have somebody yelling at you. You're trying to figure out what to do next, what the heck find me could mean, and you kind of just get caught up in the rain, and you feel the rain hitting you, and you're like, you get kind of just distracted by it. You're not really noticing anything happening around camp. Lyra, did you take first or second watch?
I took first.
First watch? So for your first watch, you are ever vigilant. You are paranoid as hell, but nothing happens.
Oh.
It's a nice, boring, wet watch.
I think about halfway through the watch, I get bored.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like start, like, I cast Mingle with the Wind on my hammer, and I just levitate it as high as I can go until the spell wears off and it floats back down. Just for something to do.
Sure. Gouda, on your watch, you are sitting there. What do you do on your watch?
Well, I'm actually going to spend this entire watch, whether or not he responds or acknowledges me, telling the Herald all about the encounter with this friend I met.
Okay.
But I'm doing the entire thing in giant, and I'm referring to this person as Jimmy.
Perfect. So while you are doing that, you notice a being off in the distance. Marching along the coastline.
Okay, what do I notice about the being?
You just see a small shadow-like figure. Okay. It's dark, you don't have dark vision, so you can't really make out much else. You just see them.
Like in the moonlight, walking along. How far away are they?
Probably a couple hundred feet.
So Gouda suddenly takes off.
Yeah.
Gouda's going to start dashing towards it.
Okay, stealthily?
You did just say dashing.
I did say dashing. Not stealthily.
Perfect. So you run up. What do you do? Are you just like running to see what it is?
Yeah, I just
like...
want to see what it is.
Perfect. So you go running up, and as you come running, you are not like hiding yourself. You're like, you can just hear the thud of your feet hitting the ground as you are tearing up dirt, running out to see what this is. And suddenly a familiar face swivels about and goes, Master, it is great to see you.
Oh, are you here to defeat me?
No, not today. I am not strong enough yet.
Okay.
What are you doing here?
I saw something running. I'm sleeping over there, so I wanted to see what was going on.
Okay.
Yeah, bye. And Guda's gonna dash back to camp real quick.
Bye, Master. I shall see you again soon.
No response from Guda. He was madly dashing.
Cool. You return, and Gyros continues walking along.
And I immediately pick up exactly where I left off on the story with him. And then after about a half hour, I add the part where I just saw him right here.
And you get no response.
Yep.
And you guys have a nice peaceful night into the morning. You awaken to more rain. And yeah, you pack up and go about your business.
As everyone starts getting up around and Harold kind of breaks his motionless state, he turns to Guda and is like, did you say something?
Huh? No.
Oh, okay.
Cool. So you guys break down camp, make a quick breakfast, and you head about your way. And it's probably into the late morning as you're coming around a bend. And once again, your friend is there on the side of the road just meditating. And as you guys approach, once the head swivels about. Ah, Master, you have brought friends.
Everybody, Jimmy, all the guys.
Not Hello. A guy, but yeah.
Oh, right, sorry.
My name is Gyros, not Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Hi, Gyros.
Hello.
Hi.
How do all of you know Master?
I kind of
very random happenstance.
Yeah.
Stumbled on him coming out of a forest.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Weren't you guys racing?
Yeah, something like that.
That's how I remember. I always forget about that.
Guda here helped us burn a house down, helped us burn a boat down, helped us kill a vampire.
Yes, I heard about the vampire. Master here is a great fighter.
Oh.
I hope to learn from him, but he has told me no.
Not ready yet.
Oh, that's a little mean.
I must become more powerful first.
Oh, okay, that makes a little sense more. Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Like, I'm not ready to be the high priestess of the temple, but, you know.
Wait, responsibility.
Yeah.
Is he haven't you seen him a few times? Is he following us?
Probably, yeah.
Oh. Why are you? Are you with Ned?
I already asked him. He said he doesn't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Master will not train me, but I hope that by watching him, I will have plenty to learn.
You'll definitely have some stuff to learn. Definitely.
We should have this guy write everything we do down. It may make a interesting tale someday.
That sounds like a really easy way for all the maybe bad things we do to get us in a lot of trouble.
I don't see any problems.
Never leave a record of the shit you do.
Yeah, like the house, totally gray.
Yep, behind us now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows what happened. The boat, pretty gray.
Actually, all of the town guard knows about that one.
Maybe.
Those are unofficial city records. We may have to burn those.
Good luck finding me in the forest.
Wasn't there a bunch of shipwrecks immediately after we burnt that boat?
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
They can't prove that was us.
Or were there?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I walked among the ruins. They were there.
How old?
Brand new.
How do you know?
It was very sad.
Anyway, Chiros, if you're going to be... if you're going to be following us, you might as well not, like, you know, avoid us. You can, like, you know, be in the group if you want to be in the group.
Master has told me he does not want to train me.
Ah, but I did not say you can't hang out.
What is hanging out?
I'm
still learning that one.
Like being here?
Getting into trouble with us?
Yeah.
Does this mean I get to join you on your adventures?
Yeah, take a vote. All in favor, raise your hand.
Lyra raises her hand.
No, I'll raise my hand.
Yeah, okay, so we all raise our hand. Yeah.
Everybody raises their hand, yeah.
Oh, boy. This is an exciting day. Such company in the presence of Master must also be great warriors. I have much to learn.
Oh, yeah. Tree warrior.
Hold up the hammers.
Oh, hammer warrior. Word warrior.
Word warrior.
And accidentally blowing things warrior.
Aww.
Blowing things. Blowing
I was hoping
things.
For like sea warrior.
Like starfish like warrior. Warrior.
Starfish dick warrior.
Oh my god.
Well, then there was that.
Still that, actually.
Yeah.
Where does it go? Nobody knows. Good talk.
Is gym closed?
No.
What does he have instead of a starfish?
He's made of organic, more earthly material, so he's like branch and stone and everything. And so, yeah, all you have is nice, smooth stone going about with like root.
I'm kind of just thinking
muscles,
of Groot, honestly.
Kind of, imagine Groot with like rock plating.
Yeah, yeah. Like rock armor.
Kind of. Sure. Yeah.
Damien, it probably looked like that underneath the starfish.
Nah.
Do you not even know yourself?
Yeah, do you even know?
I try to leave Jason alone.
Oh, you named it.
Of course. Do you not name your animal companions?
Everything has a name.
Jiros kneels down and right in front of... What's his name?
Jason?
Yeah, Jason. And he touches it. Hello, Jason.
Well... That's awkward.
Oh, well, that just happened.
I don't see.
Yeah.
Ah, you know, the more I get to know him, the more trainable I think he is.
So, what are we fighting today?
What are we? Lizard folk. I forgot, like, why,
yeah,
actually.
Lizard people.
Well, we're not actually fighting them yet.
Okay.
The town just said to go figure out why they want smuggled weapons.
They seem to be part of some kind of smuggling conspiracy.
Oh, I should have talked to that fuck boy and asked him about it. He probably would have known.
Well,
I was too busy slapping him, though. But yeah, we're gonna kick some butt.
But yeah, Jiros, if you can be cool, you know, don't kill everything right when you first see it. You know, kind of assess the social situation first. You know, you seem down to clown, though.
Down to clown.
What's a clown? And
I'm not
why is
sure
he always
what that
down?
Means.
What is a clown?
But I am excited to be a part of your journey.
Yay.
Okay.
Now we've got three people that can breathe underwater with no problem.
And so you guys continue about your way?
We continue.
Yeah.
Sure.
We continue about your way with a new buddy.
Hey everybody, this is Josh just popping in here at the end of the episode to let you know all about our website, oneuppodcast.com. We have a lot of other great content there. We've got a cast members page where you can learn all about our cast members of Are We Dead Yet? I am currently running writing a one short story every week for the rest of the year. I'm currently, as of this recording, 6 stories in, so that's really exciting. Go ahead and check that out. That's oneuppodcast.com/short stories. Some of them are kind of heavy. The writing's not very good, I don't think, but, you know, I am open to criticism always. Also, I will be attending PodFest in Orlando, Florida, March 6th through the 8th, and I would love to meet up with some of our fans in Florida, so just shoot me a tweet at Radio Free Fisher, or tweet directly to the show at Are We Dead Yet Pod on Twitter. Again, that's PodFest, March 6th through the 8th in Orlando, Florida. I'm looking forward to running into you guys, and hopefully we can collaborate. That's it for the show. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode. Bye.